From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In their first strategic dialogue since Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met in April, senior U.S. and Chinese leaders met in Washington Wednesday, with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile program.
We reaffirmed our commitment to implement in full all relevant U.N. Security Council resolutions. For example, we both agreed that our companies should not do business with any U.N.-designated North Korean entities in accordance with these resolutions.
He emphasized the importance of cutting off all sources of revenue from Pyongyang's illicit activity.
China understands that the United States regards North Korea as our top security threat. We reiterated to China that they have a diplomatic responsibility to exert much greater economic and diplomatic pressure on the regime if they want to prevent further escalation in the region.
Tillerson and Defense Chief Jim Mattis met Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi and Army Chief General Fang Fenghui to discuss maritime tensions in the South China Sea, counterterrorism efforts, and improve military-to-military contacts. The UN's peacekeeping chief says a unilateral ceasefire declared by South Sudan has not materialized and the country is unstable. Jean-Pierre Lacroix telling the Security Council that hostilities persist despite a ceasefire commitment by President Salva Kiir, and he said the people are desperate for peace.
More than half of the country requires food aid despite its tremendous potential for food production. One-third of the country's population is displaced.
Lacroix said fighting is man-made, the result of deliberate decisions by all entities to prosecute and sustain armed conflict to achieve political ends. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner met Israeli and Palestinian leaders Wednesday in a new bid to revive the stalled peace process. Kushner first met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This is an opportunity to pursue our common goals of security, prosperity, and peace. Jared, I welcome you here in that spirit. I know of your efforts, the president's efforts, and I look forward to working with you to achieve these common goals.
Thank you. The president sends his best regards, and it's an honor to be here with you.
Well, we just had a historic trip. The president was greeted here with fantastic warmth. He made an indelible impression on the people of Israel, and it's good to see you again.
Kushner later traveled to Ramallah in the West Bank for 2 hours of talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. A spokesman later said all major issues at the heart of the conflict were discussed. Iraqi officials and Islamic State militants have blown up the ancient Grand al-Nuri Mosque, which dates to the 12th century in the embattled Iraqi city Mosul. It was from that mosque 3 years ago that IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi proclaimed a caliphate encompassing much of Syria and Iraq. Explosions occurred as Iraqi forces closed in on the mosque, as their eight-month campaign to retake Mosul approached its climax. The British deputy commander of the International Coalition, Major General Rupert Jones, visited eastern Mosul Wednesday, described the fighting as brutal.
The world knows what sort of enemy we're dealing with. It's an enemy with no humanity, it's an enemy who respects nobody, that is more than content to murder civilians in great numbers. What I would say is that's the sign, that's the evidence of a failing organization.
Meanwhile, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the destruction of the mosque is Islamic State's official declaration of defeat. In Afghanistan Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in Lashkar-Gah, provincial capital of restive southern Helmand province, killing or wounded dozens of civilians and security force personnel as they lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Mali has announced it's delaying a July 9 referendum on constitutional changes that would improve presidential powers and create new regions following a 2015 peace deal with northern separatists. New protests against the proposed changes were planned for Thursday. Britain's Prince Philip spent another night in the hospital for treatment of an infection. The 96-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, husband of 91-year-old Queen Elizabeth, is said to be in good spirits. Despite a decline in fertility levels, the UN says it expects the global population to reach nearly 10 billion by 2050. The UN report said it expects India's population to exceed China's in the next 7 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.